I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Hope you're all well. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. Welcome into the program. Hello, everybody. Hello, friends. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. It was a busy weekend for all three of us, it sounds like.
We got some stories to share.
Yeah.
I don't know if Lloyd needs the bat lead off on that. How's our guy doing?
Yeah, Lloyd, you had the most traumatic event over the weekend. Why don't you bat lead off?
Yeah, our guy Jackie Blue Eyes.
How old is our young man?
3.5. Yeah, 3.5, and he's now the earliest Cole to break a bone. So
officially,
this is the first time you've dealt with a child with a broken bone.
Yes,
but it's just a little pinky,
yeah.
or it's just something insignificant.
Remember, Xavier had the wrist thing where he had to have surgery on his wrist, so he did get casted up, but it wasn't. It was just something that needed to be fixed.
But this is just a little thing; like it's not a major.
No,
like,
luckily it's not a major. It did not. It did not break.
It
wasn't a compound fracture of any sorts. It was a. It doesn't need to be reset. It's a broken tibia.
Tibia. The fibula and the tibia.
Tibia?
I tibula. Or maybe he's combining both of them.
I'm not a doctor. I just did doctor for a long time.
Is it a tibia? I thought it was a tibula.
There's a fibula.
Fibula.
And a
Why couldn't there be a tibula?
And a tibia.
Tibia.
Please don't make me. I don't want to come across as knowing.
Okay, no,
knowing.
No, it's okay.
I'm embarrassed. I shouldn't know that.
You should know.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be like the girl in high school who's... gets wrong answers because she doesn't want the boys to think she's actually smart.
That has happened.
Yeah.
So he broke that, but luckily it's like a hairline fracture, so probably get casted up this week at some point and probably just be in a cast for 4 weeks. Well, but it just is like 5 days into summer.
Well, the good news is Jackie is not an active kid.
No, he's actually very, very sedentary.
Yeah.
In fact, he just pretty much sits on the couch like a bum.
He's going to...
Doesn't move around.
Don't put a bell in his hand. Because, you know, he's going to be laying around ringing that bell, asking for everything every single day. Maybe it's time for you to take a little break and just hang out with him by his side on the couch.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Maybe I should.
Oh, buddy, I'm so sorry. It was a trampoline that did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, trampoline, bouncing on trampoline with some bigger kids.
Those trampolines are no good. You know, I'm actually a little nervous about this because I have you've seen my yard with that trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids use it, but the neighbors come over, and our neighbors that we're really good friends with, I'm not worried about them at all, but we do have another neighbor who has his grandkids come over, and he's like, hey, is it okay if my kids use that trampoline? I'm like, yes, but you got to promise me if something happens, you don't sue me. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. But, like, nah, I don't know,
you
man.
Need that on paper. Remember the chiropractor that came in to say hi to us, and then I asked him for an adjustment?
Yeah.
And we cleared a table, and he didn't. He made me sign I will not sue you thing. He just wrote it really quick. I will not sue so-and-so, and I signed it. Like, you don't mess around with it.
Yeah.
Because
that's something I should have something in writing.
Let me tell you what I know doesn't hold up with Judge Judy. When you're standing in front of Judge Judy and you're like, but he said that he wouldn't sue me.
Yeah.
And Judge Judy's like, show me the medical records. Did you tell him that you won't sue him? No. That's it. That's all. Yeah, let me see the medical documents. And then you're paying.
I love how somebody.
So you just say, hey, just promise me you won't. It's just a friendly wink. It's like, okay, I won't. You go with that, huh?
I love how we live in a world where, yeah, that's what we've done. That somebody could just like trespass on another person's property, get on the tramp, break their leg, and then sue you.
Isn't that crazy? It's absolutely crazy. But those things happen.
Yeah.
Well, give Jackie our best, Lloyd. Because that's a bummer.
Yeah, if only somebody had warned people not to put
Lloyd,
them on.
Lloyd, no.
Oh.
Come on. Let's not go here.
What happened?
Nothing. Never mind. Nothing.
Wait a second.
I'm doing this for your own.
You are.
I'm doing. Jeez, man.
What happened?
Look, you go down this path alone. You need to say.
I'm not going to say it. I'm good.
All right. Took the family. We went to the air show.
Yeah. You and 300,000 of your closest friends.
When did you go?
Saturday.
So you went Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard it was crazy.
For the morning session, the 9:45 start. Crazy. It's an understatement.
How long did it take you to get in there?
There was just over 300,000 people on day one. So the day I went, just over 300,000. I haven't seen the final numbers from yesterday, but just over 300,000. From the day I went. And I wanted to give a shout out to battalion chief at the Ogden Fire Department, Mike Slater. I'm going to say, I just tell everybody, like, it was nothing major. There was not a medical emergency, but there was a situation where my family needed just a little bit of assistance. Again, nothing major. And I don't want to go into the details of it, but my family needed some assistance. And Lloyd, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the most bizarre thing because we were starting to go through this moment. It's like, okay, we just need a little bit of help here. And in this panicky moment, I feel a tap on my shoulder and I look and the guy's like, are you Hans Olsen? And I'm like, when you're in the moment with family and things are a little bit hectic and you and 300,000 of your closest other friends are closely gathered.
Can I get you some pie?
Sometimes when you see a listener in those circumstances, you're like, I can't talk right now. But I'm like, okay, I love our listeners. So I turn around and I'm like, yeah. And he had a fire department shirt on and he's like, hey, I'm Mike Slater. Love your show. And he's like, Mike, I really need your help right now.
I love it.
So all I'm going to say is Mike donated about 30 minutes of his day to help us with a situation. And I can't tell you, there's something about Ogden people that is unique and incredible. Not many areas could pull off what they pull off in Ogden.
Yeah.
And they have a ton of volunteers. But I'm just shocked by people's willingness and ability to assist. And he was above and beyond. And, you know, I love first responders. I'm always very open about that. But this was above and beyond, and it was incredible.
You know,
how long did it take to get? Seriously, how long did it take to get in?
It was
waiting in line. I heard was like 2 hours.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you. I think that me and my family really lucked out.
Like Faith in Humanity lucked out.
Okay. Okay. Because I heard somebody got there. I heard somebody got there like around 9, and it took them 2 hours to get in.
We got there at 9:15, and it took us about 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So who?
No, I'm just. Who? I'm not, no, it was.
Come on.
Nothing. No, it
Shout
was.
Shout out to Mike Slater.
Mike Slater did. Mike helped with the situation. He did not help us get in. They actually had. I think I came to the right gate.
Stop.
Because
stop it.
They had like 10.
There
metal
was
detectors,
no right gate. There's no special gate.
I don't know how it happened, but I got in really quick. But
somehow there's a VIP lacquer that got put in my car. Or placard, sorry.
No, there wasn't. But I want there to be next year because, man, KSL owned that thing.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, yeah.
They owned it. And we didn't get to stay for the Thunderbird show, the six Thunderbird.
I wasn't until 3:30.
Yeah, pilots.
You gotta stay all day for that.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that. I thought they were doing a morning show and then they were going to do an evening show. And so I'm sitting on Twitter yesterday at like noon. And I see KSL puts up this post of, we're going to live stream the show. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if I could live stream that off my Xbox and put it on the big screen. And so I was able to live stream the KSL production of the Thunderbirds. And so got the family in that didn't get to see it. And we sat and watched it. And they did an amazing job with it.
No kidding.
KSL did the live stream production of it was amazing. They had like two different commanders that sat down and explained this, and this, and talked about where they've been and what the top speeds and some of the things that these jets do, Scotty, nowadays, it's unbelievable.
Well, I did watch Top Gun, so I feel like I'm pretty well versed on what they can do.
Okay,
you pretty much saw the air show.
Yeah.
So you remember how they were trying to get to Mach 10 in Top Gun? That was made up. I think the highest the highest that our country knows of, I believe, is Mach 6. And I.
Yeah, but only Maverick can handle Mach 10. Come on.
You know that colonel is a little grumpy. He's keeping that under the rug. Like, no, they're not sharing that info.
And I could be wrong on this, but I was looking it up and I saw that I think it's the X-16, not the F, the X-16.
Yeah.
Or X-15. And
X-Wing.
It's. I get anyway. So I saw this guy. There was a pilot. He was one of the FA-22 pilots or whatever. And I walked up to him. I tapped him. I'm like, "Hey, do you guys have any X-15s here?" Tony looked at me. Goes, "What?" And I said, "Are there any here?" He's like, "No." I said, "Do you know like where does our country keep them?" He's like, "You think that they tell people like me that?" It's like, "Why don't?" I don't know. I just wanted to go
Sir,
see
I'm
him.
I'm just
it was
serving
here.
Hot dogs and drinks. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You want the mustard? I can show you where that's at. But
he's like, "Do you have a stamp on your hand?" I don't. No, it was so much fun. And it was awesome to see KSL own it. They did such an amazing job with that. And I just want to give a shout out to the whole show because for 300,000+ people to come through, there probably was some long wait lines. I lucked out and missed.
You know our guy Nate couldn't even. They wouldn't even let him in.
Who?
Nate Dowdle, our boss. They wouldn't even let him in.
Why?
It was full. They wouldn't let. They said, "Sorry, you can't come." They wouldn't let him in.
Woo!
I don't.
So it's good
there's
to be
no
you.
Way.
It is good to be you.
No, that is
yes.
Not.
This is true. I got a text from Nate. Nate's okay. Giving me a warning. He's like, "Hey, we showed up. We took the front runner up there. I'm just giving you a warning. You're going to want to get there at like 9 because, one, it's going to be a two-hour wait. And then when they got up there, apparently they said, "Sorry, we're full. We're not letting anybody else in."
I'm telling you, it was one of those lucky days for me.
You know what? You need more of them.
Well, it was nice.
Nothing anybody, ever breaks. Nothing
there's anybody
away.
Who needed a good lucky day, it was you.
It was nice to have something go my way.
For once.
I'm not even kidding you. It's nice to have something finally go my way to where, you know, I feel a little bit of, not to steal Bob's word, but a little bit of relief.
Jeez, man. Boo. Do better.
You know,
kind of
I'm
ashamed to admit
this. I still can't, you
it's
know.
Not my best moment.
Still no toy.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing, you know, my weekend might have been a little bit rough, but I'm glad yours worked out great. So
it did. That's
good. Scotty, hopefully yours went good. Hopefully you had some good things go your way.
So I got to...
Oh, things went really well because we got to experience some of it.
Well, yes, we did.
So I'm supposed to... I'm in charge of like... our family always gets together for the 4th of July. And so I'm on cook duty for a big meal. And so I'm working. I'm tweaking the burger recipe a little bit. Because I'm not going to get the, you know, the frozen patties from Costco.
No.
No offense to Costco. I'm sure they're delightful.
They are good. That's a good patty.
Yeah,
good
that's great. Patty. But I like to grind your own burger mix. And so I finally think I got a good ratio of chuck, tri-tip, sirloin. And, you know, I throw a little bacon in there, too. Take a little half pack of bacon.
Yeah.
Slice that up. Throw that in the grinder.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you put bacon on your burger. Why not put it in your burger?
It's smart.
Right?
Yeah. A little extra fat. Infuses the flavor right in.
A little flavor in it. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. I was tweaking that recipe a little bit over the weekend.
That recipe, no dumb pun.
I know. And I think I got a good mix. I brought you in some.
I can confirm that you got a good mix, Lloyd. Can you confirm?
I can confirm that it was excellent.
And then the the green chili mac and cheese.
Which
did that again.
Apparently, it's not like mine, and obviously, I guess it's not like Hans's either. You've got something dialed in there.
But I like your suggestion, thinner, wider pan, thinner layer, so it's not so casserole-y.
Yeah.
Was all of it like that, just kind of separate, like a nice creamy mac and cheese?
Yeah, no, it's turned out pretty good.
Because when I do that mac and cheese, I love it. I love the recipe. I love the flavor. But I cut a square instead of...
And it stays a square.
Yeah, instead of scooping... A nice ladle full of creamy mac and cheese. But you got it to scoop out, and it's delicious. Did you put bacon in that?
Put bacon in it.
Okay, I tasted the bacon, tasted the chilies.
Did the Frito, chili cheese Fritos all crushed up instead of breadcrumbs.
Tasted the chili cheese Fritos.
And then I also...
Beautiful touch. You did two types of noodles.
I did, just for fun, because I didn't have a full pack, so I had a half pack of just a normal elbow and then another, I don't know what you call it, but...
Penne.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, I...
Look, whether it's pasta, broken bones...
No, I'm sorry, I don't
want... Airplanes.
You know I don't like to come across as a know-it-all guy, like at all.
And guy.
If I'm coming across.
Well, actually.
I don't want to
start. It's penne.
Jeez. Actually, it's a tibia.
I don't want to start Mondays off like
Jeez.
This. I'll go back to just, I don't know. I'll do that. I'll go back to that.
And then I was half pepper jack, half cheddar. And then I do this.
It had a little more kick. Is that the 505 chilies?
Yeah, that's the 505 chilies in there. And I put a little extra in there. And then, you know, some seasoning that I've been messing around with a little bit. And, it turned out pretty good.
Had some really cool listeners come up to me, and he said he loves the show. I think he tweeted at us. I think his name's Tyler. But he came up to me at the air show, was asking for the chicken and pineapple recipe. And it was great, man. It was great to meet so many different listeners at the air show. We got good listeners, friends.
We do.
The best. And... Sure, appreciate everything they do.
And by the way, since we've already kind of blown through this segment, speaking of great listeners, so Jake and a friend, they went to DI just for kicks, mm-hmm. for fun. And they found this puzzle.
Your oldest.
My oldest, yeah. Yep. And they found this puzzle that was of a family portrait.
Was it in a box or a bag?
A box, yeah. And so they're like, 50 cents, yeah, let's go get that puzzle for fun. So they bring home this massive 500-piece puzzle of a random family. They put the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. And
which had to be a feat. That's
Yeah, it was a 500-piece puzzle. Mm-hmm. It took them a while. So anyway, I tweet out a picture of it. I'm like, some family out there took a family picture, a family portrait, mm-hmm. and then they made a puzzle out of it, and then... For some reason, didn't like it and said, no, give it to the DI.
They donated their family picture puzzle to the DI.
So yesterday morning, I took a picture of it and said, I need to find this family. Like, I want to know the story. Thinking there was probably some, like, nasty details, like a really ugly divorce or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to know what happened. Why somebody would be like, screw it, give it to the DI. I don't want to see this puzzle anymore.
Right, because that's the only way a family photo puzzle would,
I would
end
think
up
so.
At the DI, you would think.
Well, it's all of a sudden, within an hour, somebody
knew the family.
Knew the family, contacted the family, got in touch with the family. The grandparents accidentally, it was an anniversary gift for the grandparents, and they accidentally
no, they didn't.
Donated to the DI, and they feel awful about it.
It was clutter, and they took it to the DI. Let's just be honest.
This is what was quotes behind that accidentally.
Yeah, this is what
okay,
was told to
sure.
me.
That's what I thought.
I'll read this verbatim. The puzzle was a gift from one of the adult kids to the parents about 10 years ago. They are almost positive it was an anniversary gift. There was a picture in the puzzle box of what the puzzle was, but at some point that picture was lost, so the parents weren't sure what the puzzle was anymore, so they donated it to the DI accidentally.
Did Jake know what the puzzle was?
But Jake saw the picture.
Oh, jeez. All right, Grandma. All right, Grandpa. You just junked the family photo. Oh,
and by the way, can you find a more stereotypical Utah family than that?
No, man, that's classic. I mean, that
screams Utah right there.
It does.
About 45 grandkids.
And you love everything about it, you know? Yeah. Just good old tradition.
I mean, it just shows you. Now, we did get a retweet from the governor.
There's at least 40 grandkids in there.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, I saw Governor Cox was on the trail.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, if our guy Spencer wants to know, we got to get to the bottom of this.
And then our buddy Don Sterling asked if I could balance it on my chin. It created some interesting conversation. That was a fun. So the family is found. Do they want it back?
Well, here's the problem. Yes, but my kids thought it was so funny that they like taped it together, and so they were gonna have some. They were gonna do some funny things with it, so it can no longer be a puzzle anymore.
Oh, they like deco bonded it or whatever.
Not that severe, but just like some tape. I guess I don't know. You could pop the little pieces off. Then my kids want to take a picture of them holding the picture, turn that picture into a puzzle, and then donate that to the DI and kind of keep the chain going a little bit.
That's not a bad idea.
A little Inception thing going on.
Do you remember my dad buying the suit story?
Yes. One of the craziest stories of all time.
I still think it probably is, but long story short, I had a suit that didn't fit. I got it tailored. I got sick of the suit. Gave it to the DI.
That's a nice suit, too.
Yeah, gave it to the American Fork or Lehigh DI, whichever one that is. And 2 years later, my dad, not even knowing, ended up somehow buying that exact that suit from a DI in Murray.
Oh, wow.
Different DI. 2 years later, bought the suit that I donated. And then my parents brought it in and set it on my lap because they were so excited. It's the first suit my dad's ever purchased. First suit.
Wait a minute.
Yep. First suit. First full suit my dad's ever purchased. And they lay it on my lap, and I thought they were pranking me because I hadn't seen it in 2 years, but it was my old favorite suit. So I started looking through the labels because it was a custom-made Italian suit. And I'm looking through the labels. I'm like, what kind of ridiculous joke is this? How did you guys get this? And they're like, what are you talking about? Dad just got this from the DI. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. 2 years. That suit had traveled around, ended up at a different DI, and my dad bought it for, I want to say, $2.75.
And didn't you say it like fit him like a glove, too?
Fit him like a glove. Because of the alterations that I'd had, because I'd lost the 60 pounds.
Yeah.
So this was
prime playing
so
hands.
I got the suit when I was NFL big.
Yeah.
Lost the 60 pounds, had it fitted, didn't really fit right after the alteration.
60 pounds. It's hard to alter 60
pounds.
It is. Yeah.
So that's when I gave it to the DI. My dad ended up with it 2 years later.
Wow.
Off of $2. And it's like a $1,200 suit. My dad paid $2.75. And he was more proud about that.
Oh, he should be too.
I'll bet you're surprised on that one. I was like,
you didn't tell him how much you paid for it, did you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He'd lose his mind over that.
Yeah. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man. That I'm glad that the owner of the photo. So are you giving it back to the family?
If they want it, I'll give it back to them for sure. Like, yeah, we have no need for it.
Yeah. Get it back to them.
All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5.
Watch
the KSL Sports Zone.
Watch the grandparents not want it. They're like,
we got rid of it once.
Seems like a cockroach.
Edna, we just can't get rid of this thing.
This family photo's haunting us. I hope there's not like four or five different infidelities in there. And like, it really is a sore spot for the family. Like, I'm hoping that's not the case. You know?
That doesn't have that.
Like three of the grandkids are in prison.
Yeah.
two of the fathers are on trial. I'm just hoping that that's not the case.
That would be a problem if that is indeed. Yeah, I can understand why they wouldn't want that. All right, Hans and Scotty. This is 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Miles is joining us from Wasatch Medical. Miles, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. Hey, there's a lot of guys out there, and we've talked to Andrew forever about guys that have been struggling in the bedroom. They may be struggling with ED, and they think, oh, you know what? It'll be fine. I'll do some sit-ups and cut out the carbs, and I'll get back to the way it used to be. That's not necessarily the case.
No, unfortunately, erectile dysfunction is a lot. Or I'm sorry, ED is a lot like your eyesight. Once it starts to go, there's really not any way to help it unless you receive treatment.
Well, and the thing is, there's a lot of people out there that are in that situation. They've been taking the little blue pill forever, or injections, or surgery, and that's just kind of a Band-Aid. You can actually fix the issue.
We can. And, you know, again, for 30 years for ED treatment, all we've had is the pill, its chemicals, and its lack of spontaneity. What we're seeing is people getting back to normal ED function, just like they were before they even had to have this conversation. So it's very encouraging news. 60 independent placebo-controlled studies have looked at this. They're calling it safe and effective, and some are calling it the new standard of care.
And the process is painless, and it all starts with an assessment. Talk about what happens throughout that assessment process.
That's right. You're going to come in, do the exam, the assessment, and the blood flow ultrasound. We're going to assess you. It's going to be free of charge. What it does is it's called acoustic wave therapy. So gentle pressure waves actually move through the skin into the blood vessels, causing them to expand. And as you can imagine, more blood flow makes for better results.
801-901-8000. You call that number right now. 801-901-8000. Wasatch Medical. Miles and his crew ready to help you out. 801-901-8000 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Watch the breakdown.
It's the 8th annual Top 60 and 60.
3, 2, 1.
60 and 60.
It's go time.
Get your college football fix every day at 1:30 as the Zone counts you down to the start of the 2022 season by listing off the top 60 players in the state of Utah.
60 and 60.
As voted on by the local media and you, the fans. You'll also hear from the coaches as they talk about the players that will impact their season the most. It's the Top 60 and 60. Weekdays at 1:30, presented by Cypress Credit Union, where your future is our future. On your home for the best college football coverage in Utah, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Cheer, cheer.
That's right, yeah!
Presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, go ahead and cut it.
Let's go ahead and dump that.
Let's cut it. Let's cut our losses.
Welcome back, everybody.
I don't know if I've ever heard that, but it's fun.
Come back with Sir Mix-a-Lot a little later on.
Yeah, we might. Hey, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh my gosh. Hey, just wanted to send a shout out. Make sure that you're staying away from Interstate 80. a semi-truck hauling over 200 beehives has tipped over. Multiple people have been stung.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes. Firefighters say the crash happened near milepost 149 on eastbound I-80 just before... That just happened just before noon today. So this just happened. Look at the pictures. You got 200 beehives that are off the side of this truck.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a problem.
Which makes me just sick because these beehives are so important.
Yeah, but still, they're bees.
Yeah, but they're really important. And now these bees are just ticked off, and they're just flying around stinging everybody on the freeway.
Well, I mean, everybody's a little salty when they get into a car accident.
Yeah, well, these bees are shook up. They're trying to figure out who their queen is. They got multiple queens. They're like, what? Who do I serve? Who do I serve? Who do I protect?
What's going on? What's going on with these bees?
So be careful if you're I-80 right now near the 149 milepost marker.
All right. We're going to see some fireworks this week. Going to see a new Jazz coach. We're going to see, any news, I guess, later in the week on free agency. Are we going to get anything? Anybody? Bueller?
So the way I feel like things are going right now, I kind of feel like it's just when it happens, it's just all going to unfold. At least that's what I would imagine. I feel like Danny Ainge has probably put 9 or 10 different irons in the fire with the coaching search and the trades and kind of repurposing or rebuilding a roster, and I think it's all in the works and all in the fire. And I feel like we're getting to that point where when we see one, it's going to lead to multiple. And that's kind of the feel I get, that when the dam breaks, we're going to get a lot of Jazz news. But you ask if it's this week, I don't get the sense or the feel that it is. Do you?
I don't think so. In fact, I talked to somebody that it's got some level of insight into the organization. And he kind of gave me the same timeline you were projecting. He was thinking late July too.
Yeah.
And so, but then again, look, I think Danny Ainge also, if some guy comes in and is just like far and away the best candidate and they interview him again, I don't think Danny Ainge is going to wait, but I do think they're going to be deliberate. But I also think this is an organization that once they find their guy, they're going to go all in on him. So, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out for sure.
I was thinking that my original thought was the hire was going to be somewhere in the last week and a half of July. That was kind of my original thought. But if somebody comes in and knocks it out of the park and the entire front office gets that feel like this is our guy, there's no reason to wait.
Yeah. I mean, if this Will Hardy guy from Boston that everybody seems to think is the leading candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, if he continues to, let's just say these reports are accurate, that he is the leading guy, and Danny Ainge is looking around like, well, look, I think he's the best guy. And I don't think they're like, well, you know, let's bring in another 10. I think if they identify him as the guy, then I think they'll just pull the trigger and make him the guy.
For those of you that don't know, Will Hardy was a Boston Celtics assistant, and the Jazz actually interviewed two Boston Celtic assistants. They talked with Joe Mazzulla as well. And as Scotty's mentioned, Will Hardy's name continues to resurface. At least I've heard it resurface a few times. But the other thing that gave me pause is that they were going to go through interviews with all 15. My guess is they're probably going to throw in another 2 or 3. And just due diligence, taking a look at other potential coaches. And so I think it's going to be delayed. My guess is when they get through the second round of interviews with these guys, they're probably going to want to narrow it down and do a third. And I just think that they're going to slowly take their time. With that being said, it could be announced here in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way things have happened with the Jazz lately, it's been so unpredictable. But the source that you were talking to, Scotty, said that it was maybe mid to late July.
Yeah, that's what he speculated as well. That it's going to be, it's something that the Jazz have been very upfront and honest about it, to their credit. And Ryan Smith, not only to us, but in the initial Quinn Snyder press conference, said, look, we got to get it right. So we'll take our time. We'll do our due diligence. We will leave no stone unturned. I will say this. If they do give it to a 34-year-old kid, and I say kid because, you know, 34.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel really
unaccomplished.
Unaccomplished, yeah, in my life.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
But it does seem like that does fit a little bit of the Danny Ainge MO in terms of, I would rather go talent than experience. And if I get an up-and-comer that I feel is talented, that is hungry, and knows how to do the job, I don't care about how many years he's been leading a staff in the NBA. That doesn't matter to me.
Well, there's a certain aspect of these new age coaches that fit with the new age player that I think can be extremely helpful to understand where they're coming from. I think there's still some great old school coaches that I think do a good job managing the anxieties and the energy and the demands of the new player.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like a new wave coach is pretty important now, and it might be important to deal with Donovan and whoever else the Jazz might be bringing. I feel like these younger coaches do a pretty darn good job, as long as they understand what their goal and the direction is. That's why I always loved Quinn Snyder. I didn't ever feel like Quinn was unprepared. I didn't ever feel like Quinn didn't have identity. There was like maybe one Jazz team in the Quinn Snyder era that didn't have what I would point as a true identity. But for the most part, I felt like his teams had identity. 8 years, right? Quinn was here 8 years?
Eight years, yeah.
Didn't you always feel like Quinn had an identity? His teams had a pretty identifiable identity?
Yeah. Well, and I think it evolved, too, because at first he was just like, look, let's go slow and let's play great defense.
But even when it evolved, and you knew.
Three-point shooting.
He had identity.
Exactly. There was never any identity crisis with this team.
So that's really what I would love. If you're going to go with a new wave coach, a name that people just aren't really familiar with, I'm fine with that because maybe he can talk some sense into Donovan Mitchell. Maybe he can talk some sense into anybody else on that roster. And maybe he brings an idea and a scheme that is beneficial. Personally, I just don't want to retread. That's one of my biggest things.
Yeah.
I look at a guy like Frank Vogel that has major accomplishments and has a championship as recently as 2019. But I'm not retread guy.
Terry Stotts doesn't move the meter for me.
No.
And maybe it should because of his experience and what he's been able to accomplish. But to me, it's just like, okay, you know what you're going to get.
Yep.
Like Mike D'Antoni, same thing. If I'm in Charlotte, and now Mike D'Antoni didn't get the job, they went with another retread in Steve Clifford. But it's just, you know, like you know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And what you're not going to get is a championship.
Yeah. I would rather see a first-time opportunity given to Jason Terry or a first-time opportunity given to Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell, yep.
You know, that would be more interesting to me just to see what they do. I also think there's a bit more hunger as they're moving forward. You know, we talk about Alex Jensen and Johnny Bryant. I'd like to see them get that opportunity. You know, another Jazz assistant that people just don't talk a lot about is Lamar Skeeter.
Yeah.
He just doesn't get the praise or the acknowledgement that Alex Jensen and Johnny Bryant get, but he was interviewed as well. So, yeah, I'm not up for the retread. Maybe Jazz fans are, but I'll take the young guy. I'd take a 34, 35 year old. We already sat down, you and I sat down and had a conversation with a guy that could be our younger brother.
Yeah.
That owns the Jazz.
Yeah.
And that was interesting. So they're like, you're younger than us.
And you just paid $2 billion for an NBA team. He's not significantly younger than us, though.
No, I think he's right there.
I think he's close.
43?
Yeah.
Or so.
Enough that, you know, we could have hung out a little bit in high school.
Scotty and I have not been weird. Scotty and I are very proud of our age. I'm very proud of it.
I'm not. Old.
We always try to hide our birthdays.
Yeah. But I think it's, you know, look, being born in 83 is not a big deal.
Hey, but if a birthday consists of a $30 beer, I don't know if I ever want to have one.
Jeez, Jake.
Lloyd, did you hear that story?
Which story?
Jake Scott, $30 on an apricot Heffenweissen at Lagoon.
And no rusty nails there. Lagoon's not giving up any rusty nails whatsoever. No, I didn't hear about that.
I was dying. He was telling this story, and it was his birthday, and he purchased that. It was a souvenir mug and a bigger beer, what, 32 ounce or 36 yeah. ounce or something like that. And it was like a microbrew. I guess there's like a brewery or something in Lagoon now. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. All I knew is people typically take their beers to they get one of those little covered areas. They rent one of those areas to go drink.
Yeah.
They allow that, I guess.
But a $30 beer. Anyways.
That's pricey.
Didn't he give you the hardest time for having a beer, saying that that's not what a man would?
The Heffy. Yeah. He's more the rusted nail is what he prefers. Not a big Heffy guy.
All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone. Coming up next, what you may have missed, we'll get you into the 1 o'clock hour. And remember, another edition of our Top 60 and 60. By the way, if you're not watching Sports Beat on Sunday night, you're missing out. JJ he goes by pick, and they do a nice piece on every one of our selections.
It's so cool what they do. And it's so much fun to be a part of it. I'm excited for today's announcement. This is a guy that nobody will know.
Yeah. Nobody has seen.
Nobody's going to know this guy, but the film review that I'm going to be posting is pretty exciting. Like, okay, for somebody nobody's seen to what you'll see on film review and the potential of this guy, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to be very excited. This fan base is going to be very excited about this guy.
When we do the fantasy draft or whatever, where we go, who's going to lead the state in his individual categories?
Yeah.
I might be leaning towards this guy in leading the state in various categories associated with his position.
I could see that, given
the system he's in. And the,
everything about it. Yeah. I could see that.
All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is unrivaled.
Guys are doing a hell of a job.
Here's the problem is if BYU made it 3 years, then that's a big problem for the Big 12. The concern with the Big 12, great, they've added four teams.
Yeah.
But they basically eliminated their relevance in college football.
Texas and Oklahoma.
With Texas and Oklahoma. I would be more concerned with the Big 12 having an image problem of not having a name program. The worst thing in the world for the Big 12 is if BYU wins. I mean, I hate to say it. And BYU can win it. BYU can compete relatively quickly.
Is unbelievable.
Catch Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5 The Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5 KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're having a good Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hey, we're staring down the 4th of July, by the way. It's coming.
Yeah, man. You're not rodeo guy, are you?
I went to so many rodeos growing up that it's just like...
You got your fill?
I got my fill.
Have you ever taken your boys to one?
I have taken my boys to one. Good. They love it.
Good. They need to be at a rodeo or two. Those are they're always
It is a rite of passage. Like, you do need to go to rodeos.
Always a blast. We do at least one rodeo every year.
You need to put rock in. Did you ever put rock in the sheep race?
No. The mutton busting?
The little mutton busting.
No.
Yes.
No. No. At no point was he a size that he could sit on a sheep.
He would have broke the sheep.
The sheep. Sheep's like, whoa.
It would have been bucking.
The sheep's like, hey, man, only one at a time.
Kid was born at 20 pounds, 5 ounces. Like,
he would have won. That thing's like, he would have won. Would have got bucked off. No way.
The sheep would have just laid down, be like, you win. You win, just get off me. And then he'd get off it and eat it. Man, that wasn't part of the mutton busting. Kids out there just eating raw sheep. I don't know, man. I
this took a turn. Rock just ripped off a leg.
The sheep is down. The sheep is... Anyway, so yeah, do that. And then I always hit the Bees game with the fireworks. Love doing that, getting out to Smith Ballpark and watching a good baseball game. That always makes me feel good and American. The air show made me feel real good and American, which I love it. You know, I'm a patriotic soul.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to sing the national anthem, and I love Lee Greenwood.
Jeez. They're not mutually exclusive. You can still be patriotic. You can still love your country. You can put your hand over your heart
and not like
and rip out the national anthem and love every second of it and be red, white, and blue. Lloyd, turn it off.
Can we just for a minute?
And not. No, it's not the 4th of July yet.
No, but we're almost there, man.
We're not there yet.
We're preparing.
No.
We're preparing the listeners.
Play it next Monday.
We're the 27th of June.
When we won't be here.
Amen. Yes.
Hey, we can let them hear it.
Well, where will we be?
Well, it's a holiday.
The 4th of July.
It's the 4th on a Sunday.
No.
And unless something big happens.
Yeah, the Jazz will make a deal.
Yeah, no. Will. Then they will hire a new coach, make a massive trade, and I don't know.
And I'll be coming down off Strawberry Reservoir.
And Ryan Smith will sell the team. I don't know. Like, it's all going to happen on that Monday.
We'll be here.
And we'll be here.
But we do.
But we won't be playing this trash.
Fingers crossed that we'll have same management, because who knows? It's crazy. Things happen on the 4th of July.
Okay. When it comes to us, it's always October.
Oh, yeah.
It's either the Millers sell the team, and then the next year they sell the radio station. That's always end of September, early October. That stuff goes down.
Man, this is good, though.
It's not good. It's just pandering garbage.
Lloyd, you don't have to stand up right now. Lloyd's got his hand on his heart.
Whatever, he's on a knee.
Stop it. You stop it. And I would have been at that air show if I could get in within 15 minutes.
That air show.
I would have been there.
That air show makes you wonder how anybody would ever stand a chance. Holy cow! Our Air Force is dynamic. Those jets are incredible. But
I watched Top Gun.
4th of July is coming around. Did you like it?
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
No, I actually took my boys to it over the weekend. Like, I cannot remember the last time I've seen a movie twice in theaters. I never do that.
Yeah.
And I went and saw Top Gun twice.
And so have I.
Did you IMAX it?
No.
I bet the IMAX would be pretty sweet.
Took my mom and a couple of my kids, and Amanda went.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember Amanda ever seeing a movie twice. It's hard enough to get her to a movie once. She's not a movie girl at all. You know, she won't watch a movie twice.
Yeah, I very rarely watch a movie twice.
But that one's good. It was better for me the second time.
Actually, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
It's just incredible, but I love it, Scotty. 4th of July coming around quick.
Where do you put the 4th of July in terms of your holidays?
Well, it's up there now, probably one or two.
It's really? Up
there. Yeah. Remember we talked about the food and the family.
Yeah.
We do a croquet tournament, and we do
so hoity-toity.
Croquet is not hoity-toity. Can you get past
it
that?
So is.
It is not.
I wasn't going to say anything, but that's...
I know, but we called this out once, and it's like...
Croquet is not uppity.
No. Like, even up in Bountiful, they're like, ooh, we're not ready for that yet.
Don't even say that.
Okay, I don't know
that.
About that, but...
Don't even say that. I'm pretty sure the 12 would come out and play croquet with you.
Yes.
Like, on any given day. Pretty sure President Nelson and the crew would be like, let's go.
Let's go.
It's a don't
meet over at Gerard's.
Don't love that over here. Like, hey, Prez, got my 20% check.
Stop.
20% try.
You know, if I win this, I'm down to 5%, right?
You guys putting tithing on it. But no, it's, you know, I love it because I don't buy gifts. It's not about gifts.
Ah, see there you go.
Spirit of Christmas is gone.
See, that's why Thanksgiving is my number one.
Yeah.
Because you throw in the football in the mix.
Yep.
And it's not 8,000 degrees outside. And your kids aren't face deep in watermelon with the seeds all over their food. Like, it's gross. And then they look gross and everything's sticky and
asking
hot and
asking
sweaty.
You when the s'mores start.
Yeah. You know, that's why, like, give me the food and the football and the cooler weather. Give me Thanksgiving every time.
Well, I love the 4th of July. I think 4th of July probably edges out Thanksgiving. It might be number one, but mostly because it's the croquet, but I love the food and I love the feeling of just being so grateful for this country. Like I do. I love the 4th of July. I love what it represents. So it's a great day for me. It's up there, Scotty.
All right. Well, it's coming up. We got this weekend, so you can get your fill of Lee Greenwood and all that other stuff.
No Monday. I didn't know we were getting the 4th off.
Yeah. How about that?
That made my day.
All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone. Miles is hanging out with us once again from Wasatch Medical. Miles, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, and speaking of fireworks, we got something to talk about today.
Hey, there you go. Well, tell you what, if the fireworks aren't what they used to be, now's the time to get it taken care of. And it all starts with that free assessment. I love that when you call in, you're offering up some free.
That's right, guys. If you need to treat your ED, have we got something to tell you about? We have a technology called acoustic wave therapy. It's replacing the pill and all of its side effects. It's doing wonders for men trying to get their love life back. It's a non-invasive, pain-free way to treat your ED using pressure waves. These pressure waves travel through the skin into the blood vessel, causing them to expand to allow for more blood flow. And as you can imagine, more blood flow means fireworks.
And here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there that when you're talking about that area north or south of the border, you don't want to think about injections or surgery or even the little blue pill. And this is a process that will take care of this. It's not a Band-Aid. You can actually resolve the issue.
That is correct. And for 30 years, the pill has only masked the symptoms. They haven't done anything to help it. Through neovascularization, which is a process that occurs through this treatment, sort of like working on a muscle at the gym, it agitates the blood vessels and encourages growth within that area.
801-901-8000. Call that number right now, 801-901-8000. Let's get you going. And you're looking at what, maybe like a 2-3 week process here?
Yeah, hopefully we could even get it done before the 24th of July. You'll get that exam assessment and blood flow ultrasound for free, plus the free gift worth hundreds of dollars that provides powerful results in the bedroom.
Come on. Let's go. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.